Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are so happy you are with us here on a, Thursday morning?
I am happy. The man came bearing gifts this morning. I cannot believe the man just walked in with a bottle of Four Roses for yours truly.
Well, of course I did, Dan.
Should I break it open?
It's your last day filling in with us officially.
Three shot glasses. Let's go.
You're taking off Friday, and Kim will be back on Monday, my friend. We've appreciated you being here.
Oh, my gosh.
Brought in some donuts.
He knows I'm a donut nut.
Brought you in some bourbon that you can drink later.
You probably got some more of that bit of honey back there, too, you're going to drop on me later.
Oh, man. Trying to take care of you. We appreciate you, my friend. We do.
I got something for you, Mark. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
What?
I say goodbye.
A little parting music for Dan Buck this morning. How about that?
Farewell song. I love it. My body woke up this morning going, one last time. Get your butt out of bed. And you guys are so lucky I'm even here. Because
why is that?
I plugged my phone in last night on my nightstand.
Yeah.
It was dead. I mean, it was dead. And somehow my body clock just woke me up at like 3:10 in the morning and goes, and I'm like, what time is it?
See, you're getting so used to it. It happens to me all the time.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my gosh. Why did my alarm go off at 3? And I look over, my phone's completely dead. I must not have had the cable like all the way in or something.
Oh, wow.
So I'm charging it as we speak.
Well, thank you for that. And you're right, because your internal body clock, like occasionally, pretty regularly, a couple times a week, I'll wake up 3 or 4 minutes before my alarm goes off. How does my body know that? It's just so weird.
It is. My wife's even getting trained.
3 a.m., I wake up, my clock's going off at 3:05, and I'm like, well, I might as well just get up now because I can't sleep for 4 more minutes.
Yeah, my wife even, she doesn't get up with me, but she hears me get up, you know, and turn on the thing. But she wakes up. If I, like one time I forgot to set my alarm, she woke me up at 3:10 going, nice. I don't know. I go, how did you do that? And she goes, I don't know. I'm just used to you getting up and going, you know.
Nice.
Getting
nice
in the bathroom. So anyway, yeah, it's going to be a whole new adjustment. My wife is like, I am really excited to have coffee with you again in the morning, because it was like our routine, right? We both get up at 6. We do a little reading. We hang out together. We do our, our quiet time together. So we're looking forward to having that again.
Yeah,
so.
I'll bet you are. It's a lifestyle. It really is. And families adjust. And, you know, through the years when we were in the TV news business, you were either on the morning show or you were on an evening show. Yeah. Those day shifts were not normal if you were doing any sort of anchoring. So you were either missing the kids leaving for school in the morning, or if you worked nights, you were missing evening activities. There was never any way around it. My kids grew up with, dad going to bed before they did.
Oh, yeah.
As the, when I anchored mornings at Channel 4 all those years, they were just used to the fact that Dad was calling it, you know, at about 8 o'clock every night so he could go get a little bit of sleep.
I think there was like 8 years in a row where I had to work Christmas Day. Oh, and my kids would be like, you're leaving in the middle of, you know, after the presents were open? Yeah, I got to go work, you know, my 1 to 10 shift on the news. And but, yeah.
You so got to do it. Well, yeah. Dan, we're going to miss you, my friend. But the good news is Dan is going to he's going to come back. He's going to fill in on occasion, and he's going to. We're hoping start contributing weekly to what we're doing here, so we can kind of keep you involved in the mix.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It has been fun. You know, when you're out of it for quite a while, you kind of wonder whether you'll still miss it, whether you'll still enjoy it. And I have so enjoyed these 12 weeks. It's been great.
It has been great. And by the way, yesterday, right near the end of the show, if you missed it, Dan kind of went off on his own little soapbox over there on this senior tax freeze and what it's costing what the school districts claim it's costing them, right?
Yep.
It's like when there's a planned increase in funding and you reduce it by a couple of percentage points. It's still an increase, but then the left screams that you're starving children because you didn't do the full amount, right?
The full increase.
Thank you.
So it's
sort of like what the school districts are falsely claiming right now.
Yeah, they're still getting the same amount from those seniors that they got last year. They're just not getting the increase. And they're saying it's a $20 million loss. I'm like, what?
When that happened, when we were talking about that yesterday, Dennis Hancock happened to be listening. And he reached out to me and he goes, hey, I heard you guys talking about this morning. Let me know if you want me to come on and talk about the real impacts to a few other taxing jurisdictions. There are some, no doubt, that might see it. We'll talk about that with Dennis Hancock in the 7 o'clock hour today. He's going to join us at about 7:35. And Griff Jenkins is actually joining us early today. Normally, Griffer is on Thursdays in the 8 o'clock hour. He's actually, his shift's been switched around, and the only time he can get to us this morning is a few minutes after 7. So we're going to have Griff Jenkins on, a little bonus Griff, earlier than we normally would. Tom Ackerman's in here. We got a full show for you this morning. And right now, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Mortgage rates are down despite the Fed. I mean, Scott, you got to work on this guy. He's got some real mental problems. No, there's something wrong with him. It's just sweet. I'll be honest. I'd love to fire his. He should be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Powell?
Jerome Powell.
Oh, oh
yeah.
No.
He was giving a speech last night, and he made those comments. And
gracious.
I always have to put on the rundown for Ethan when I'm sending those bites in. Not clean in all caps. So you don't hear the full scope of the comments.
He really does not like that guy.
This guy has absolutely mishandled. It's dereliction of duty the way he's mishandled the Fed. It's embarrassing. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
That little 8-year stint as first lady tends to confine, to be a bit confining, right? Because, you know, that the job was not to just represent me, but to represent the nation.
Don't you feel so sad for Michelle Obama? She must be the most put upon black woman in America. She's worth millions of dollars. She writes books. She gets book deals. She just needs you to know that as a black woman, it was really stressful to be so successful that she was married to a president and was the first lady of the United States. She just needs you to always understand what kind of a victim she really is.
Yeah, Big Mike has definitely been oppressed.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It is totally absurd and embarrassing that the United States of America, the richest country on earth, is the only major country not to guarantee health care to all people.
Because we're not socialist. Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my gosh.
Buy your own health insurance. What is wrong with this guy? We should be giving everything away because we're so rich as a country. Yes. I mean, these people are just mentally challenged, and yet they continue to speak to a group of young, inexperienced people who've never lived life who want everything given to them. It's an embarrassment is what it is.
Yes, it is.
also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
Does she know?
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein. He's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that
listen,
you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Oh. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And
oh, so she's not going to make an apology. Oh, my gosh.
Operation Let Her Speak. Jasmine Crockett is the biggest fraud in America. She ran up to a microphone after doing a Google search without any evidence of that it was the same guy and started trying to throw mud against the wall and claim that all these people also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein. She knew when she said it on the congressional record that it was a lie, and now she's trying to weasel out of it because now she says, well, I didn't say it was that Jeffrey Epstein. What do you think people at home listening to that thought? What else would they have thought?
And she's not going to apologize for it.
She's never going to apologize for it. At least she wasn't lying. Well, of course she was lying.
Of course she was. Well, I never said it was lying. Well, I never said it was that Jeffrey Epstein.
This is and this woman is a college-educated, has a law degree, knows exactly what she was doing, and she doesn't care. She doesn't have a soul.
And this is an honest question. If you voted for her and you hear these kinds of things coming out of her mouth, do you regret your vote?
No, that's what most of them voted for.
You can't vote for that. You can't vote for that kind of ignorance. To me, that is, I don't care what party you're at. If there's somebody that ignorant on the Republican side, I would never vote for. I'd leave it blank before I'd vote for that.
Well, it's a shame that's I mean, and that's Caitlin Collins on CNN trying to give her a chance to correct herself.
Yeah.
You want to set the record straight because Lee Zeldin says it wasn't the same person.
there's another friend of mine
named Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who unfortunately has the same name as a convicted sex offender.
I'm not big on changing names, but I think I might.
I go by my middle name or something. Maybe. Uh-huh, yeah, right. Jeffrey Allen or something like that. Go by the middle name, sir.
Yes.
What? How unfortunate.
I mean, everybody he meets, it's got to be a question. You're Jeffrey Epstein. I thought he killed himself. I thought he offed himself in prison.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you live in the city of St. Louis or you work in the city of St. Louis, you pay personal property taxes. On the ballot next year, you're going to have an opportunity to vote to no longer pay earnings taxes, not property taxes. 1% of your pay every year, and everybody who works in the city goes to prop up the city government and the city of St. Louis. Now they have to vote on it every 5 years. That next vote's coming up next year. You ought to hear them trying to defend it. They're scared to death that people might vote against us. We're going to talk more about it coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
If you look at your tax bill every year, you'll notice that while that makes up the largest chunk of income for the city, it is not the biggest tax on your bill.
Alderman Michael Browning says the earnings tax is the single largest source of revenue for the city, helping cover more than one-third of the city's budget.
Yeah, there you have it. So the earnings tax in the city of St. Louis. This is what happens in liberal, progressive cities everywhere. Some genius comes up with the idea that, hey, we should stick it to anybody who works in the city and lives in the city. We'll make them pay 1% of their income every year to our coffers to do whatever the hell we want with. And let's also stick it to anybody who doesn't live in the city but happens to work here, and we'll also take 1% of their income every year, and we'll use it for whatever the hell we want to use it for. And at first, it was a very small percentage of the tax brought in by the city of St. Louis. Over the years, at one point, it was fully one-third of all the taxes brought in by the city of St. Louis as people with any common sense fled the city. Right. They lost so much in population that this tax started becoming bigger and bigger and bigger because they had fewer people to tax. And now it's the single biggest source of income for the city of St. Louis is the fact that they're. Why do you think? I have a question.
Hello.
Board of Aldermen, voters in the city of St. Louis. Why do you think that companies like Peabody and all of these other big companies are getting the hell out of downtown St. Louis? I'll tell you why. Because their executives over there who are making a ton of money don't want to have to give 1% of it away every year to a city that is failing. They don't. And therefore, they're leaving to go to Clayton or St. Louis County or wherever, so they and their employees don't have to do that. It's a recruiting issue. You know, you're interviewing somebody for a job, but you have to tell them at some point, hey, by the way, if you come here, this is your compensation, and a fully 1%. Like, I mean, for most of us, let's face it, unless you're a Boeing employee who's going to get a 35% raise over the next 5 years or whatever crazy number that is, most of us are lucky to get a cost of living bump in any given year. 2%, 3% if you're lucky, if you're renegotiating a contract. Very few people get much more than that. The city's taking a third of that from you every year of what would normally be maybe when you're getting an increase of 3%, 1% of it's going to the city. So it's a compensation issue. How do you attract new employees? There's a reason Fortune 500 companies don't want to locate in the city of St. Louis. If they do come to the region, they're going to go to St. Louis County, Jefferson County, St. Charles County.
Chesterfield, yeah, St. Charles. And just look at the list. I mean, over 25 years of history of companies telling the city, we're tired of this. We're not doing this. Our employees, many, especially in this day and age, don't even live in St. Louis anymore.
Right.
And you're taking 1% of their income for, you know, fat, for one of the worst run governments in the region. When I say fat, if you just look at the number of administrative positions, the number of aldermen, the number of executive administrators, I mean, it's insane for the population of which they serve, what, 250,000 people maybe on a good day?
Yeah.
And look at the numbers. They have more employees in the city of St. Louis than cities three times their size. They need to right-size this government. And it brings up the merger thing, too.
But they're not going to.
Of course they're not.
If you believe Better Together is gone, don't be fooled.
No.
It's lurking in the background, and when a Megan Green or for all I know, Kara Spencer, she talked about regional cooperation in her campaign, and they get the right person, like you know that that
Chisara?
No, in the county, Sam Page.
Oh
has
yeah,
been, has been in favor of it, not to the extent Stenger was, but he's soon going to be out, and whoever replaces him. If they're more open to that idea, the discussions will start again soon. The city is dying on a vine, and a lot of its resources moved out of the city. And the merger is a way to reach back out and grab those people.
Yeah, you're right.
And bring that money back to them. That's all it is. It's a money grab. That's all
gonna,
it ever was.
They're going to keep losing the Peabody's,
but
the Bank of America,
year,
Southwestern Bell, all the accounting firms, all the law firms who've all moved to other places in the St. Louis region, or in some cases completely out of Missouri, because of a 1% tax.
If you work here, you don't get a chance to vote on it. They take your money anyway. If you live here, you can vote no next year and finally rid the city of that stupid tax.
But don't give a f-.
It is our thankful Thursday, and now normally I would be out scouring the internet to try to find some people expressing gratitude or maybe sharing viewpoints that I'm grateful for, but today I don't have to look any further than 97.1 FM Talk and the people in this room and all the people out there in our listening audience who 12 weeks ago you invited me into the 97.1 family. And you let an old broadcaster dust off the rust and come back in and share my opinions and do the news. And every day the Mark Cox Morning Show got me out of bed. I looked forward to it. It was fun. And trust me, getting up at 3 is no fun. But just knowing I was going to come in here and hang out with Mark and with the team. And over the past 3 months, I've been honored to witness the passion and the conviction of Mark Cox. And just take this, Mark. Don't sit there and interrupt me, which I know you want to do right now. Guys, you have no idea the passion and commitment he has to this show. Most of you in our 97.1 family don't also know the arrows that he has to take on a daily basis from a lot of evil people on the left, people who don't like what Mark says and don't like what Mark says, but he stands in the gap between the left and the right. He protects the truth. He is a guy who is passionate about what he does and a true patriot. I'm honored to call him a friend. We've known each other for 30-some years, but know that he is a staunch fighter for the freedoms and protections of this country, and I appreciate you, brother. And Mark doesn't work in a vacuum. He has an incredible and loyal producer in Ethan Bright, a management team, and Trisha and Steve that give him the latitude and the freedom to just bring the truth each and every day. And I also want to thank all the sponsors. I don't think the people who listen to radio really understand the value of sponsorships. And you hear Mark talk about the people who helped this show happen. But without them, there is no talk radio. There is no one out there giving a conservative voice. And I think these companies know it. These sponsors understand that they're not just promoting a business, but they're helping their community by keeping the dialogue going. And I just, you know, throughout this process of 12 weeks, I've got to see your loyal sponsors from Home Shield and Correll Roofing and Lit Cigar and Rhino. I'm just all the people that you talk about. They're the people behind this show that are just so incredible, and I'm thankful for them. Also, I think it's important that we recognize the true heroes of this show, and it's the 12 weeks have taught me that it's the thousands of people who tune into this show every day who really are the ones who make this show happen. You guys genuinely care about this show. You care about the people on this show. I love the banter we see on Facebook, the fun and the the respect you show for not just us when we separate our shoulder diving for a ball or we fall through a duck blind. You guys are there to tell us to, you know, get healthy, you know, sorry to hear it. But you also support each other. It's neat to see how they see people who are sick and they're going through something, and everybody is chiming in and asking how they did. It's just awesome. That's why this is such a special show. And oh yeah, we've also experienced a lot together, moments I guess that we're always going to remember. We've seen Iran's nuclear ambitions thwarted while I was on this show. We saw the longest government shutdown in history while we got to witness the crazy lawmakers at their worst. What else have we seen? We saw the Boeing machinist strike. We saw it begin. We saw it end on this show. And then, of course, we also we're never going to forget the shocking news of the murder of Charlie Kirk. We witnessed it, the horrific video, and we marveled, though, at the display of love and faith that resulted from his death. So on this Thankful Thursday, I just want to give my gratitude to everybody who welcomed me into the homes, into their cars, into their places of work. I'll still be around, as Mark mentioned earlier. I'll definitely be filling in when Kim or Mark need a break. But a dear friend of mine, a guy named Bob Murray, 35 years ago, told me something about talk radio. He said, "Never ever look at talk radio as a job. It's an opportunity every day to make friends and to make a difference." He said that if you can remember that simple fact that it's not a job, but a chance to make friends and to make a difference, he said you will never work a day in your life. So to all of you, the entire 97.1 family, thanks for being a friend, and hopefully we made a small difference and we shared some good memories as well as some sad ones. But thanks for making the words of my friend who's gone now.
Oh, wow.
Bob's gone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was spot on, wasn't he?
He was. Absolutely.
It's a great business, folks. You get to spend 4 hours a day with friends and family. And, you know, I have sisters listening in Louisville, Kentucky, and Springfield, Illinois, and a brother up in Wisconsin. Thanks to the internet, they get to tune in. So it's just been a fun journey. I really do appreciate you calling, Mark, and invite me to join your show.
Well, you bet, Dan. Thank you, Matt. We're done now. We're just going to end the show right there. Because yeah. I don't know where else we go. Thank you for saying that. And you notice what Dan led off with there. He needed to tell me to shut up and not interrupt him right from the beginning. That's the lesson Dan has learned in the show. If I don't tell him in advance, he's gonna try to shut me down.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, thank you, my friend. Honestly. We were wondering what we were going to do when Kim told us she was, of course, expecting and going on maternity leave. And I'm like, I got to get somebody in here who's going to contribute and who's passionate about this stuff. And when I called Dan up, I didn't know what his reaction was going to be. So I didn't either. I was thrilled you said yes.
Yeah.
Took you a couple days to say yes.
My wife was like, "Are you sure 3 a.m.? Because she remembers, you know, back in the days when I did morning talk.
Yeah.
It was like grueling. And then I'd have to go do afternoon news. And I still do have a full-time job, people. I still work in development. And it's like, can I hang? My boss was nice enough to say, yeah, go ahead, do it. It'll be fun for you. He knew how much passion I have for conservative values, but also for talk radio, because it's a place where you make friends and you get to get back to, you know, talking about things that are important to our community and to our country. And there's no more time where that's needed than today.
Absolutely. I've said it many times on this show. When I travel across the country, I usually take 97.1 with me on the app, and I listen to it in my AirPods as I'm driving, if I'm going places, because radio can be a wasteland. It is. I'm that guy, Dan. You've known me for a long time.
Yeah.
I would rather listen to watch paint dry than to listen to a radio show where they're talking about, you know, them restriping the streets on Main Street down here, or some other boring thing that has no impact at all and is some made-up subject that some radio host has come up with just to fill airtime. That drives me crazy. I was giving a friend on Facebook a little bit of grief yesterday because he made some post about how he knows local radio isn't very relevant anymore. But he was mad that a local, one of our sister stations, switched over to Christmas music. And I went on there, I'm like, I'm shocked to hear you say it's not relevant. Are you not listening? Who else is talking about local issues in a long form format and things that are that matter to people in the audience other than, in this case, conservative talk radio? I honestly don't think people, and I'm not tooting our horn, I don't think people fully appreciate what you have access to. And Dan, I'm glad Dan mentioned the sponsors, because we couldn't do it without them. You don't pay a dime. You don't put a quarter in the radio every morning to turn that on and listen to it.
Yeah.
It is supported because people listen, and our advertisers see the benefit in that. And thank you to all the listeners as well. I don't know. I'm with you, Dan. Every day I wake up and feel blessed that I get to do this. And I hop right out of bed at 3 and hop in the shower and drive downtown, and I love what I do. So.
Yeah, and I think we're in a position where we are right now in America, and the divisiveness and some of the crazy things. Like, you ask yourself, man, 25 years ago, can we even dream that the left would be saying the things they're saying, doing socialist stuff? But I truly believe it's because we have an uneducated electorate.
Yes.
We have people who just don't take the time to listen. And that's where talk radio, if you can turn people on to 97.1 or places where they just get a deeper perspective and more information versus the headlines they get on the CNNs and the MSNBCs, what are they now? MS Now. They only get one side of a story, and it's only a fraction of the story. They're not getting the full truth. And this long format of talk radio for 4 hours to dive deep into school issues and dive deep into taxation issues and dive deep into the problems of the city and how they need to address it, we help keep the pressure on those things.
Yes.
Right? Without this voice, there would be no pressure on those institutions to be accountable to us, the taxpayer. So know that this serves a much bigger role than just advertising and trying to fill 4 hours a day. There's a responsibility that goes with talk radio.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Well said, my friend, and thank you. I think
you've got people
on the Facebook feed here feeling verklempt this morning.
It's blowing up on Facebook.
Well, hey, that means we got a lot of people listening this
people
morning.
People are
That's
listening.
Good.
That's right,
That's
man.
Awesome.
Well, you've been a great addition, my friend. We're glad you're still going to be part of it, and we will, of course, be looking forward to welcoming Kim back on this. Said she's going to miss her boys.
I bet.
But the great thing about this schedule is she can come in and work and still get home by mid-morning and take care of her babies.
Yeah,
so she loves that as well.
It is nice. Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. Well done. Well said. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about a judge that has ordered some Texas schools to remove the Ten Commandment posters that they had up. To let people, I don't know, are you afraid to educate them? What is it exactly? We'll talk to Evan about that. We got Tom Ackerman in next hour as well. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Back. This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens. Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable that these Democrats would do something like this, encouraging members of the military to ignore direct orders that they happen to disagree with, but that there's zero evidence that any of those orders are illegal or unconstitutional or any of that. They're calling for insurrection is what they're calling for. Sean Hannity read the definition of it last night on his show, and it pretty much spells it out. If you're calling for troops to ignore the commander in chief of the United States because you don't like the fact that they're blowing up drug boats or they're using the National Guard to patrol, to protect federal buildings from maniacs, terrorists like Antifa. What is going on here? I thought Stephen Miller, as usual, chewed them up and spit them out properly. Go to a cut 19 for us, please.
These lawmakers should honestly resign in disgrace and never return to public office again. For even daring to think, let alone to say these words and to say them proudly. But it shows what a dangerous moment we're in. Yeah. We have seen the Democratic Party nurse the flames of violence and insurrection against the federal government for the last 10 months. When you see this continuous campaign of violence against ICE officers and Border Patrol agents, when you see Democrat sanctuary politicians and Democrat sanctuary governors side with the rioters, side with the assaulters over federal law enforcement, and that spills even into juries and grand juries, when you see Democrat jurors engage in nullification to let off violent attackers who are engaging in physical violence, physical assault against federal officers.
Yeah. Listen to the key word there. Nursing the flames of violence. This has been going on for years. The summer of 2020, when things were burning across America and Maxine Waters and all of the crazies on the left were out there encouraging violence because they thrive on chaos. This is how the left operates.
And do you think any of these lawmakers will be anywhere to be found when these soldiers, if anyone actually takes the advice of these lawmakers and deserts their
post,
yeah, which is AWOL, all right, are they going to be there when they're court-martialed? Are they going to be there when they lose their, could go to jail for this? Are they really? I mean, they think this is some propaganda game. This isn't a propaganda game. You're dealing with people's lives here and livelihoods. Soldiers who signed up for duty, who know the consequences and the dangers of their job, and if they are sent into a city to bring civility and protection to federal employees and federal buildings, that's what they're called to do. And they know that. They sign an oath to do that. They put their hand on a Bible and they are sworn in as soldiers of the United States government. For these lawmakers to encourage them to desert their post is it's borderline treason.
It's outrageous. And I watched an interview last night with I think he's the Todd Blanche. I think he's one of the under secretaries or one of the deputy attorney generals And he didn't rule out that people encouraging others to ignore orders could be charged. He just ended it with, "I can't talk about ongoing investigation." So I guess it's not out of the question that there could be some additional penalty to encouraging this type of behavior. I don't know if that's happening or not, but he seemed to suggest that it's a possibility.
So if you're a lawmaker who's not in favor of us in a war situation, are they going to do the same thing? Tell soldiers not to report for duty if we go into a war situation? And I would argue what's going on in Chicago, 500 deaths of people a year in that community, that's more deaths than a lot of wars we fight in one city. You know, I argue we need to have our troops there to protect the American citizens from dying.
Have you noticed how that has died down?
What's that?
The protests in Chicago and the discussion of how many people are dying every year, like it's suddenly off the headlines.
Yeah.
Where did it go? Was it replaced with Epstein? Is there some other shiny squirrel object they're looking at? Or have some of these mayors, and I'm not giving Brandon Johnson an ounce of credit here. Don't take this the wrong way. But there is a mayor in Washington, D.C. who's seen the light.
Yeah.
And they like how this has turned out. Crime is way down, and it's safe to walk the streets again.
Historically down.
Yes, and it's going to happen in Memphis, and it's going to happen in North Carolina. It's going to happen in a lot of these places where the guard is brought in. Who knows? Maybe they're starting to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we just keep our powder dry here and let this kind of take effect and see what happens. All right, coming up, we'll get to Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director, Eben Brown as well, all ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.